From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops erupted Thursday in the West Bank and Gaza on the day after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In the West Bank, crowds of demonstrators threw stones at the Israeli forces and set tires afire in Ramallah, the seat of the Palestinian government. Dozens sustained minor injuries in the skirmish. Nonetheless, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is praising Trump's decision.
Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. If you weren't aware of that until yesterday, you are now. But we've been aware of it for 3,000 years.
Fearing an escalation in the protests, Israel has been beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution warning after the announcement from the president. It said U.S. government facilities worldwide remain in a heightened state of alert. These facilities may temporarily close or periodically suspend public services to assess their security posture. The warning went on to urge American citizens to be aware of local developments and remain in contact with U.S. embassies or consulates. North Korea says a large joint military drill between South Korea and the United States has made an outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula, quote, an established fact. In a statement from the North's foreign ministry, it said the remaining question now is when will the war break out? We do not wish for a war, but shall not hide from it. This is VOA News.